Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition this morning. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along and glad to have in the studio with me Bill Barnett and Tammy Gambrell from Gaslight. They're here as co-organizers of Queen City Merge. The second annual Queen City Merge is taking place May 9th and 10th this week. Two great days of speakers, food, fun, workshops, and a lot of networking, too. So Bill and Tammy here to talk about Queen City Merge this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
I'll begin by going back. This is the second annual Queen City Merge, if my fingers are counting right.
Yes.
How did the Queen City Merge, QC Merge, go last year?
I think it went really well. We were actually a little bit surprised at how well it went, being a first-time event, but a lot of energy, and that's what we were shooting for with the conference. Just getting people together, maybe people who didn't normally meet in their day-to-day job, and putting them in close proximity and just letting nature take its course, and felt really good about it afterwards. Really felt like it was an awesome time. Met new, interesting people because of it.
Well, you bill QC Merge as a two-day conference without cubicle divisions, and you're talking about folks who may work in the same office but don't always converse because they're doing different jobs, basically.
Right. In a broader sense, in our industry, in software development, takes many different talents to pull an application together. You need talented designers, developers, social media professionals, marketers. But we all kind of work in our own little circles, our own little divisions by domain. And what QC Merge was meant to do is bring people out of those divisions and let the designers really, really get to know the developers in a social environment rather than a work environment. And, hey, did you see this? And have you guys tried this? And what was that like? And just that type of thing, more water cooler chit-chat kind of stuff. So.
Well, I noticed in seeing some of your numbers from last year that it was about an even mix of the social media developers and designers.
Yeah.
As it went along. So that must be nice, Tammy, to have that mix. And I don't know, how well do designers and developers and social media people usually get along?
No, I really think it's a great way for people to interact and mix. I mean, he's right. You kind of think that you stay in your own little pod or area, and it's so important to learn to communicate with each other and to understand what each other does. And you have a really good time. I mean, it's really laid back, really
No
amazing
pressure.
Speakers. Yeah. It's
no
just,
deadline.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, that's thanks. And I brought this up before here on Cincinnati Edition is about how rare it is for folks to stop what they're doing on a daily basis and kind of stand back and not worry about what they usually do, just to see what comes out. And it sounds like QC Merge does that.
Yeah. That's serendipity, you know, that kind of happens when you know, remove the daily stresses maybe from your thought process, and you just, you know, you get that new perspective. Oh, really? That's how that goes, or that's why you think that way. And it's eye-opening, and it can lead to some really interesting things.
So Thursday and Friday, two full days, and you have stuff starting, if I remember well. There's breakfast, of course, in the morning, but usually speakers starting about 10. Yeah. And it seems you've grown a little bit from last year.
Yeah, sure. Actually, one of the changes from last year was last year we did workshops on Thursdays and speakers on Friday. And we thought, you know, sometimes people don't want to do the workshops or they want to come in a little late or whatever. And workshops are more hands-on, obviously. And the party Thursday night last year was really fun. And so we thought, well, let's just start off with workshops in the morning. And for those hard chargers that want to get up and get in there and do some work, and then speakers in the afternoon. And so we're going to try that format this year. Last year's format was well received, but, you know, we're about mixing things up, trying it, iterating on the idea and seeing what happens, and then we'll learn from it.
So you had a lot of fun last year. This year, what kind of workshops are you having? And highlight some of the speakers you're bringing.
Okay, sure. Well, I should give a shout-out to our co-host, Ample. They have organized with us for the past 2 years, and they're presenting their design process, the process that they take when they're taking an idea from or a product from its concept state to the finished product. And it's a fascinating process that we've looked at with them, and we're excited to have them presenting that. SendGrid is going to come back this year. They're returning as a sponsor and a workshop presenter because their workshop last year was so wildly successful and well-received.
Email
marketing and making sure your email marketing campaigns do not wind up in the spam folders. Aaron Kidwell is the COO, I believe, of Girl Develop It. And she's going to be teaching a workshop on introduction to software development. So it has girl in the name, but men are welcome. 25% of their students are males. So anyone wanting to learn about software development should come attend that. And then Jessica Ivins was recommended to us from last year's speaker, founder of Indy Hall, Alex Hillman. Independence Hall is a co-working space in Philadelphia, probably one of the most successful in the nation. But he recommended, he said, you got to have Jessica Ivins in to talk about user experience design and her process and to help bring the whole team together for those interested in building web applications and focusing on the user experience while using the application. So those are the workshops. Some of the speakers were very excited to have Greg Hardman speaking this year, CEO of Christian Moreline. He's going to talk about, you know, what he went through revitalizing the Cincinnati brewery tradition and what he's done for the Banks Project and that, revitalizing that area. Sarah Chips, the co-founder of Girl Develop It. Aaron, who I mentioned previously, was not a co-founder but involved in the program there. But Sarah Chips, one of the co-founders of Girl Develop It, will be talking about building community and not only building community but shaping it once you've established this community. In software development, we're predominantly male-dominated profession. And Sarah saw something that she wanted to change in her community, and she's shaping that. And we're really excited to have her come speak.
I mean, just cover a lot of different topics that really cut across. There are some, and I imagine if you know you're not a developer, you're learning about social media. If you're not a designer, you're learning about developing.
Right, right. So we want to give everyone kind of a peek of the other side, and just get that different perspective as the main focus.
And then there's the fun, too. You talked about your Thursday night party last year. Well, this year you're teaming with Ignite Cincinnati. Ignite Cincinnati is.
So if you're familiar with TEDx, it's kind of like TEDx on steroids, but maybe the opposite direction. If I get condensed, we'll say that there's a bunch of, you know, 5-minute long presentations of very passionate people talking about something, an idea that they've had, and it's kind of rapid fire, but you leave there just, you know, your mind is numb, I think.
Synapses sparking.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So it's a great event, and Joe Pantuso is reached out to us early on in the planning of this year and said, we really need to combine these two events, and we said, you're really right.
So it's kind of like Speed TED, Ignite Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you wrap up this year's Queen City Merge with a ball game at the ballpark on Friday night.
Yep. We've got several people, sponsors, that helped us make that happen. SendGrid and Follows IO and Hype and Brand Hub and Chargeify. They all are helping us bring that game. And last year, everyone loved it. It was like the grand finale to a really fun 2 days. So we're looking forward to doing that again.
And the Reds do good. There's always fireworks, too, right?
There's fireworks on a Friday night. Yeah. Every Friday night game, they have fireworks. So that's why we wrap it up on Friday night. And one of the attendees or speakers from last year said, South by Southwest needs to end this way. We're all sitting out there on the party deck watching the fireworks go off. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll be on the riverboat deck this year. So
wow.
It'll be a really...
Well, a lot of fun happening at Queen City Merge. Thanks to Tammy Gambrell and Bill Barnett for being here this morning to talk about the 2-day conference without cubicle divisions, where developers, marketers, designers, and social media types share what they know. It happens Thursday and Friday at the Contemporary Arts Center in downtown Cincinnati, and many participants staying at the new 21C Hotel right next door. You can learn more about Queen City Merge by visiting our website, wvxu.org. They have a link there. Thanks, Tammy. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.